The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lumos. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Shell Cottage Radio. I'm your host, Ezra, a.k.a. Bill, also known as Sir Ezra the Watchful, History of Magic Professor of the Planet Wizard, obviously. Yours truly, me. Please welcome your lovely design witch, the fascination of this year, Triwizard Champion herself, and my wonderful co-host and yours, Lottie, a.k.a. Fleur.
Hello and einen wunderschönen guten Tag. It's so good to have you back in our beautiful little cottage on the outskirts of Tinworth. Kommt rein und macht's euch gemütlich. Welcome to episode 83, in which we discuss Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. This week, we'll talk about chapter 4, Back to the Burrow. We'll give you a quick life update with our homemade cottage ketchup, feed our brains with important trivia knowledge, and then dive head on into our chapter summary audio experience. Do you remember all the names we had made up for our podcast? Do you know why I'm asking this episode?
No, not really. I'm guessing maybe it's like our anniversary or something. I don't even know. When did we start this thing? Okay, so clearly no. Not that. See, you get into some dangerous waters when you just ask random questions that are like, wow.
Palpatine.
Oh my god.
Shout out to Kayla.
Yeah, shout out to Kayla for we just want to make people laugh sometimes, yeah. You know. We're not that funny. But what was the original question? Oh yeah, the names of the podcast. I know Back to the Burrow was one.
Yes, and I love that it's chapter 4, favorite number, and it's Back to the Burrow, and that was definitely in the run for our podcast name.
It's not much.
But it's home.
Did we have other names? I don't even remember.
Yes. So we have a list. Remember a Google Doc when we first started talking.
Oh, wow.
The other day, we stumbled upon old Google Docs. And
Danger. It
was just so funny, the stuff we wrote in there.
I think one of the lines we read last night when you found that was like, I think I said something like the way the computer screen reflects gently off of your eyes as I gaze. Wasn't that
what?
I'm making that up. I'm telling you. I could see, because remember, we weren't like, we hadn't really met yet. We were just on the computer.
I know.
I was way back in the day.
It was great, though. And we kept using it, though, after we met in Costa Rica. So.
Yeah, we did. We started doing some quizzes and stuff, didn't we?
Yes. Like, what Pokemon are you? What Harry Potter character are you?
Yeah.
By the way, I'm Harry and you're Ron.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. We're best buds.
We are.
Yeah. What
That's
else,
so
though?
Funny.
Yeah, then we did Pokemon. Wasn't I?
You were
Raichu?
My favorite Pokemon. You were Raichu. And I was Alakazam.
Yeah. Who's that?
Which was awesome. I love
just
it.
Just kidding. Yeah. So, Alakazam's okay. Really okay. Cool. So, are you going to read some of the names?
Yes. Yeah, so, again, okay. we kept the dog for a while, and we jotted down some ideas for our Harry Potter podcast names.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually like an actual chapter in our doc. And let me read them to you.
Okay.
Okay. So, and guys, if you listen to this and you're like, oh my goodness, why didn't you name your podcast like this? You should let us know. We're not going to change the name ever because we love Shell Cottage Radio, but it's kind of funny. Okay. So, the first one on the list is actually Back to the Burrow.
Back to the Burrow, baby.
The Seeker and the Keeper.
The Seeker and the Keeper. Wow.
The Phoenix Family.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Who came up with these?
We did.
I approve any of these? I don't know.
The Phoenix Family, a.k.a. the Dumbledore Family?
I'm
I don't know.
I'm pretty particular about names.
Yeah, we were looking for...
Oh, that's what we're doing.
Not anagrams. Alliteration.
You do have to, when you're making the initial list, you have to just sort of word vomit onto the screen.
Yes, that's what we did.
And just put stuff down, so... maybe that's what this list is. I am shaking in my boots because I have no idea what the next one is. So
it is LL, Lumos and Lightsabers.
Oh, yeah. We were thinking about doing
Lumos
something
and Lightsabers.
Like Star Wars and Harry Potter.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
And then this one's funny. Platform 9 3/4 and make every video or every episode exactly 9 45 long.
Could you imagine? We could do that on our YouTube videos. That'd be good.
That's fun. That'd be fun. Platform 9 3/4. Pretty good.
Yeah.
And then King's Cross Station, Merlin's Beard something. So again,
Merlin's Beard.
Just threw out ideas on this doc. Merlin's Beard and something.
Okay.
Oh my God. This is cringy.
Oh God.
The next one is Fantastic Relationships and Where to Find Them.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Hey guys, welcome to Fantastic Relationships and Where to Find Them. You're in the right place. It's ridiculous.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, what were we going to do with it?
I don't know. Like, maybe it was to be like a live call in.
Meet your Potter friend.
Sweetheart, maybe it was just like a call in and like relationship advice. So like tell us what's going on like in your relationship and we're going to... Have you ever heard those? Some of those radio shows back in the day where it was like Dr. Love, you would call in and he would give you advice and you're like, what? Does this guy ever get out on the town? That's crazy. All right.
Then something with measles.
Something with measles.
And the last one is just Ravenpuff or Huffleclaw magic. So original.
Yeah. So. I don't think we really got super into that list, by the way, because I could come up with a bunch of
I know we had more. We definitely had more.
I was going to say, okay.
I just thought it was fun to read it to you guys.
Yeah.
What would be your podcast name if you started a podcast? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. What are you going to call yourselves? I mean, because some of you out there should start a podcast. And speaking of which,
shout out
to
Fantastic Relationships and Where to Find Them.
Shout out to those guys. They are doing a great job. What were you going to say?
Love Bites, right?
Love Bites. Have they started though? I don't even know.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, that wasn't at all
what I was going
to say.
Oh, okay.
We're
I
out
thought
of
you
sync.
Wanted to give them a shout out. What were you going to do?
That's coming down the line. That's coming down the line. I don't know if that's really happening yet or not.
Sorry.
So let's just slow our roll on that.
Rewind.
What if all of a sudden, like the next day, we're not going to even tell you who's involved in that, they wake up and there's like 50 followers. Like, dude, we haven't even posted an episode.
Yeah.
What's going on? Well, look.
Love Bites Pod.
No, I was going to say, if you're interested, I think at our like $5 tier on Patreon, we are going to, over the summer at some point, give people an opportunity to come on the show. And not even just like, you know, one person, but, you know, basically do like, kind of, we've said this in the past, like quarterly kind of meetups where it's on Discord and you raise your hand and we go, click, you can talk now.
Yes.
Boom. I like that click power.
Yes, it'll be so much fun.
Yeah.
Because then we can actually, you know, talk to you guys and
you
can chime in and tell us what you think about certain things. Sorry.
Okay, come on.
Sorry.
No, you're right.
Just
I was
excited.
Interrupting you. Sorry. So, that's all I'd say. Oh my gosh, no. I used to do on Bend the Knee, an old podcast that I ran with my buddy Matt. We would do a follow-up Friday edition where people could basically come in Discord, and we would do that. And it was a lot of fun. People came in, and they just, you know, clicked and popped in and did their thing. So, you know.
Send in your suggestions, because we're talking about names and podcasts, but send in your suggestions. It's a hard word to say. Four names for our Discord server.
Oh, yeah. What do we want to call the server?
I mean, we could just call it good old Shell Cottage Discord, but maybe you guys have a cool idea.
Maybe that's a cooler name.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Then that's an owl.
Is it pretentious that I wanted to kind of change the name? You know, we have like Dumbledore's Army, but we jokingly wanted to call it Bill's Army.
Yes. I love it.
Let's go.
We can totally do that.
Yeah, I mean, we could.
What do you think?
I don't know. You guys let us know. I feel like we've just been all over the place. Just
rambling. What else do we have for catch up?
Well, basically, we've had spring break. We've been catching up on our Star Wars shows. We've been, oh my gosh, I reformatted all of my Adobe software stuff.
Oh, it looks great now.
I literally have something called like the master editing, I don't even know what it is, like workspace
template.
Layout. Yeah,
template.
Yeah. And I feel so good about it. Mm-hmm. I can do so much more editing now. So things are in the works.
Yes.
You know, I'm feeling really good about things that are coming down the line. So that typically means more podcasting and more content creation, just so you guys know. So it's good things. All right. If you enjoy listening to our podcast. Okay. What else has been going on? Oh, figured out Adobe Photoshop the other day, too. Lottie's also been figuring out a couple different things that she's working on the side. So we're just like creative little spirits, you guys. And we just love creating. Okay?
Yes.
So, especially from the coziness of our own little cottage.
Yes, it is. It's really. Great. We're homebodies. Cheers to that.
Yeah, cheers. Cheers, bro. Cheers. What is going on? I feel like we both are amped up on some coffee
on the
beans.
Brew.
Yeah. And it's just
the good brew.
It's just got us going. Anyway, what if we made our own coffee? Yeah, right? We had like our own blend, you know?
If you are a coffee roaster company, coffee company.
Oh, if you guys want to sponsor us, let us know. We will push your product. What would it have? It'd probably have some sea salt in it, right? Sea salt your coffee.
Sea salt caramel.
I don't know. I just thought about something. By the sea.
Butterbeer.
What else is going on in the cottage? Though? Anything else you want to mention? Your little. Yeah, put you on the spot. How's it feel, huh? What? Yeah.
No, just that we've been enjoying having a break. A 1 week break is perfect to not go anywhere. And shout out to everyone who went somewhere. I'm enjoying watching Tiffany and her family. They're out in Ireland, which is awesome. We love Scotland, Ireland, England. We want to go to Wales one day. So we just love traveling up to the UK and to the British Isles. So,
do we have any listeners from Scotland or Ireland or England? Please let us know because you're cool.
You guys are all cool.
You're all cool. But no, we want to travel there more.
Yes,
so,
but also I was like trying to say I appreciate also staying at home, getting some things organized, getting your mind organized, going out for breakfast here and there.
I'm so hungry.
We have night yet, and it's noon. It's quarter past noon. That was a very British way to say what time it is.
If I have been liking your Instagram post so you know when you like someone's story or you like their Instagram post, and if your phone is still on at night, it will go off, right? Your phone will make a little noise, or especially if it's turned on.
Yeah.
True. For us this week, I have been doing my check my social media, interact with some of our listeners and different people at like past midnight.
Yeah.
We are on a terrible sleep pattern right now. We didn't go to bed till 1 o'clock in the morning. And Cameron, my good friend Cameron, who we just gave a discreet shout out to inadvertently, earlier, I was like messaging him. I was sending him messages about something he had sent me earlier that day. Well, he sent that at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I was editing and working and doing and whatever. And like, I didn't get to bed until like, 11 or midnight. And then I was like, well, catch up on these messages. And I sent him a bunch of messages. I'm like, he's probably asleep. And I hope I didn't wake him up. But I didn't think about it at the time. I thought, oh, it's probably like, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock? This is normal. And it wasn't. So.
But honestly, it feels, I don't know, more natural this way. I don't feel tired until like 11 at night. And I sleep so well. I sleep so much better. Because we wake up at 8.
Yeah.
8 o'clock, around 8 o'clock, sometimes later, because last night it was a little later, but the sun is already up, so that definitely helps the circadian rhythm.
The circadian rhythm.
Rhyme.
The circadian rhyme. We have flickering lights in this shell cottage right now. Yeah.
We've got the bulb
But you know what's
exploded.
Interesting? Only that bulb flashed over there, didn't it?
I think it's when the fridge, because it's probably connected to the fridge. I think the fridge sometimes, when it makes noises, that light flickers.
Uh-huh.
It's
when the fridge speaks, the lights go out.
Ecoltricity
is an issue. very fitting for this next chapter we're about to dive into. All right. Hey, time to move on to something else. We've been rambling. Sorry about that. Sometimes we just have to cut loose a little bit. We would like to announce the winners of our iTunes review giveaway.
Yes, thank you so much to everyone who left us a written review. That really helped the podcast. It really motivates us so much when we read that, because it's like online teaching. Sometimes you just speak into your computer and you don't really know what's happening. But when that one student turns on their camera and their microphone and they're like, "Thank you, Frau Kirk. Today I learned so much." You're like, "Thanks."
Thanks. Cool. No, I know. It is motivating. And it does mean a lot. We actually have two new reviews that I'm going to read and give a shout out to here. Just because I was like, wow, so cool. We got people still pouring in and doing reviews. Now, if you don't win, just so you guys know, we are doing another giveaway. Except for this one's going to be much easier to coordinate and much quicker. It is going to be in the summer, when we start. We're going to have three gifts on Instagram where basically you have to go to Shell Cottage. Leading you astray. Fleur and Bill. Where do we throw to go? Go to Fleur and Bill on Instagram. We will have a post. This is probably going to be, so you need to be following. This will probably be sometime in June. Yeah, June. Because we're going to be super, like, we have so many things planned. Are you going to sneeze?
I thought I was, but then it went away.
You looked like you were going to sneeze.
The moment you looked at me, it went away. That was magic.
I have that power. I have the power to command you to sneeze and to cease your sneezing. So it's my superpower. Could you imagine if that was your only superpower? Be kind of cool, right?
Random.
But yeah, be random. So we have our five winners here. Yay. And we think we know who most of them are. But if not, it's hard with the username. So, we'll kind of see.
Sorry.
So first up, the Harry Potter cookbook. The Harry Potter cookbook goes to Christine Lottie.
Christine Lottie.
Ba-boom.
Is that Christine Lottman?
I'm assuming.
Whee! Congrats.
There were two Lotties in our, review thing, so I'm hoping that's one of them. If you hear your name, though, and you're like, that's actually me, and we don't have it right, please send us a message. Send us a fleurandbill@gmail.com, and we will correct it and get it right.
Yes.
Because we're not quite sure.
The unofficial Harry Potter cookbook, from cauldron cakes to knickerbocker glory. More than 150 magical recipes for wizards and non-wizards alike. Congrats, guys. This is yours now.
Let's go. Let's make some yummy food. Next up, and this one, this next, well, we don't have it. Don't worry about it. This is our t-shirt/bonus surprise t-shirt that I'm throwing in. I have collected over the years several t-shirts from several different podcasts. I need to disperse of them a little bit.
Yeah.
They take up space. My dad's also always wondering why I have this box of t-shirts like at his house. Sorry, Dad. So Weston 174.
Let's go.
Next up, we have the Funko Pop Tom Riddle.
Sorry about that.
As we make a few extra pops here on the microphone, because Lottie is just moving around.
Look at that bad boy. I mean, literally bad boy.
He is a bad boy. And actually,
I don't know if it's focused or not.
This is going to go to Slytherin Reading Room, which is Angelina.
How perfect.
Yeah.
Angelina, this bad boy is yours. What's next?
Next up, we have the Order of the Phoenix Illustrated Edition. Let's just go ahead and get the big bad boy out of the way.
This probably weighs more than little Ruby.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Little niece.
I'm sure it actually does weigh more than her.
Oh, my gosh.
So that is the Harry Potter Illustrated Edition of the Order of the Phoenix. And the winner of that is Melissa Cav, which we believe is Melissa Kavanaugh.
Congrats, Melissa.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, this is awesome. I love the illustrated versions. They're so beautiful, and they're awesome because I always dream of one day I'm going to read them to my kids and show them the illustrations, because my mom used to read a lot to me.
Yeah. You know, that is cool. And we do plan on getting the whole set once we have our nice little studio.
In German.
In German.
We're going to get them in German. I actually have the first three in German, but they're in Germany, so I have to go and get them.
Make sure you save those and that those don't
Absolutely.
Get, okay, because that's a kind of a... What's going on right now?
I'm so unprofessional.
You are just bopping the microphone left and right. Okay. And finally, we have the Hufflepuff book signed by yours truly. And the winner of that is, and I'm guessing, Rika_2. So, but I
let's go, Rika.
Does Rika know that it, and I'm, because only Lottie would have known this. I was like, well, the winner's Reich. And she's like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
By Reich, you mean Rika. And I was like, I don't know.
What's it called? The software that reads it to you.
Yeah.
It says Reich.
Reich. And I was like, whoever that is.
That's hilarious.
And so then she's like, that's Rika. And I was like, oh, yeah. But it reminds me of Nike.
Yeah. Oh, did you know Nike. That in Germany, no one knows if it's Nike or Nike? Like, oh, no, really? Everyone says it differently.
Well, yeah, I think we do too. Yeah.
So no one knows.
Yeah, it's Nike and Nike.
It's Nike.
Yeah, it's both. Nike. I guess. I don't know. I'm not a fashion dude. We highly encourage you. We have three other, I think, really fun prizes, a wand, a special scarf, and something else that's coming down the line. Giveaways that we're going to be doing on Instagram, and we would love to... again, do sort of our spinning. We have we use ChatGPT, some AI technology, recorded the screen, and we're going to do that live on Instagram when we get a chance. But because we learned we really can't message any of these people and didn't really know what to do. So if we got it wrong and you're not the right person and we said you, then
please be honest.
Just be honest. Yeah, tell
please
us.
Be a puff.
Please tell us the truth.
Angelina's like, I'm no puff.
She's that was easy though. So, yeah, her username matches up perfectly with her Instagram username. So that was very easy. In the future, I think it's going to be a lot more fun to do just the Instagram version. I've seen these guys doing the lightsaber giveaways.
Yes.
And I'm planning on doing one. Just if there are any Star Wars fans here, I'm planning on doing a lightsaber giveaway myself because it's fun. It can grow your social media and you get to do something really cool and award some person a cool lightsaber that is like a couple hundred bucks.
Giveaways, actually.
Yeah, it's really fun, and I've always thought the spirit of it is really cool. So we plan on doing more of this.
Sorry. I thought we were...
What are you doing over there? What is it?
I was going to say, shout out to... shout out to...
I'm sorry.
Beacons AI, because I won a pair of AirPods.
You did, and you love those things.
Noise-canceling AirPods. I love them.
Right.
And we see Hufflepuff Melissa tagging us.
Oh,
you
love.
Participate in giveaways, and I'm always like making sure to...
Please tag us in giveaways.
To press my thumbs for you, like a real German.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good
That's
luck.
That's what it means.
And so, yeah, like, if this goes well, and people enjoy it, and they tag a friend and all that kind of stuff in it, then we will do more of these, because... Yes.
This was fun. We really appreciate that you guys left us your reviews.
Yeah, it does help the podcast big time. Yes. And just so you know, we'll be doing more of that. And again, we want to offer better, you know, rewards and perks over on Patreon so you guys can enjoy those. Mm-hmm. We do have an additional episode, an extendable ear edition coming up soon to you guys. We are going to be doing a Discord hangout soon. Got to get the Discord lined up before the summer. But yeah, that's all coming down the line, and we're excited to keep offering that and build some community and just have fun. Just have fun with it.
All right, then let's have some fun with some trivia. Did you bring a question today?
Of course I did.
Oh, you did?
But I want you to ask me yours first because
okay.
I want to know where
So, as you guys know, now we do bring one question for each other, and then one question will be picked from our trivia box randomly. Some of them are really easy, but we'll see. Easy.
Go.
So you want me to ask you first?
Yeah.
Okay. My question for you is, in this chapter, Dudley eats a certain type of candy.
Yeah.
Do you remember the full name of this candy that later will be part of the Weasley Wizard's shop?
Yeah.
What's the official name of this candy?
This is called a... it is a tongue. It's a, oh gosh, taffy tongue. What?
Yeah.
It says something taffy.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. Okay. Taffy. Tongue taffy. Tongue taffy something. What? What is the answer?
Do you give your final answer? And
that's my final answer. It is a exploding tongue taffy.
I'm sorry, I can't give you a point for that.
Why? Why?
It's a ton, tongue. So ton, T-O-N, ton, tongue, toffee, with an
what?
O. Like a ton.
All right.
Tongue.
Okay.
Toffee.
Wow.
That's it?
You get me on a technical. You guys hear this? You hear this injustice?
Wait, you didn't say ton at all, so...
So, you're going to get your old German
had
on me
you
right
said,
now.
Had you said tongue taffy, I would have counted that.
I am hoping that you see the attitude that just came across in that eye gaze. Like, Rika will understand, other people will... Like, that is a very German thing. Like, well, let me be real technical with you. And it's like, I'm just kidding. I know I got it wrong. Sorry.
You're so cute. Okay, give me your question so I can embarrass myself.
Where did Harry first meet Draco Malfoy? Bum,
bum, I know that one. They first met, and we're talking about the books, right?
Yes, we are.
Then they first met at Madame Malkin's. At the
I need the full
shop.
Name.
What?
I need the full name. You want to get real technical with me, Missy? I would get technical. Madame Malkin's. Come on.
Magical.
I had to get very specific with that tongue toffee, didn't I? I had to get real particular.
Well, that was the question, though. But it doesn't count saying Madame Malkin's.
That's not where they met. Madame Malkin's what? Her house?
Her shop where she sells clothing. And she... It's a... I don't even know what the English name is for a Schneiderei. Her... It's like a... You know, where you customize pieces of clothing for people and you sell them.
For sure, but I'm like, which one? Which one? How do you distinct? Right, I'll give it to you.
Wait. Give me the first letter.
Madame Malkin's R is the next. And then there's actually 1, 2, 3, 4 words after it. Madame Malkin's and then.
R.
And M.
What's the second M?
What does F, it start with? And the third is A, and then the fourth is O.
Ropes for all occasions!
Wow! That was very
sorry.
Good.
Sorry.
That was very
is
good.
That a point for me?
That was very good.
I mean, I know you got. You
see
gave me a hint.
How competitive you get?
Sorry.
But was there not a full name for her shop, and did you not eventually get it? You did. So I'm going to give you credit for that. Madame Malkin's Robes for All Occasions.
Okay. Do I get a point? Do I have a point?
You get a point, yes. Okay, good job.
So now, on to the trivia questions here. And you start rolling the day. And I'm going to pull up a question card.
What is green.
It? Green.
For Slytherin.
This is animals and magical creatures.
I know, it's easy. Come on, give it to me. Buckbeak.
Wrong. Wrong.
I didn't hear the question.
You're wrong.
Come on.
What is the name of Harry's owl? The full name.
Hedwig. Hedwig. Her name
the
is Hedwig.
The full name. No, it's Hedwig.
I was like, what? Hedwig. One, okay. Give me...
You draw a card.
Switcheroos.
Go. Switch it up.
Switch it up here. Okay.
And okay. I'm going to roll the die.
Okay.
Blue.
Okay, so this is Hogwarts. According to legend, who built the Chamber of Secrets within Hogwarts?
That was Slytherin.
These are way too easy.
That's okay. One day, we think that, but one day we're going to go ask an easy question and we're not going to remember.
Any of these...
On the...
Oh, there are some
that are... I
know
there are some that are not that easy, so...
Man.
We just got to get through them. We have to, you know, in the training, in a practice session, you also have to get through the easy drills, right?
But it's so crazy because there are hard questions on that
card.
We
just haven't got them yet.
That's nuts. Yep. Okay,
we'll
fine.
Get to them.
Fair.
So good job, but guess what? This round goes to Ravenclaw.
Nice. Are you going to keep points? You keeping score?
Yes.
Okay.
So last time it was 2-2, and today it is 2-1. For Lottie.
So where did Draco meet Harry again for the first
Malkin's
time?
Malkin's Robes for All Occasions.
Robes for All Occasions. You know? I feel like we need to just... That's the name of her shop.
Yes.
She put a lot of... You know? All right.
Yes. Okie dokie. That was fun. After an hour or so, you want to get into the summary?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Chapter 4, Back to the Burrow. The atmosphere at Privet Drive is tense. It's Sunday afternoon, and it's the day on which Harry is supposed to be picked up by the Weasleys. They're going to take him to the Quidditch World Cup final, and then he'll be staying with them at the Burrow for the rest of the summer. To intimidate the magical visitors, Uncle Vernon has put on his best suit. Dudley, however, is rather frightened. His last encounter with a wizard didn't go too well. Soon, 5 o'clock comes and goes, but there is no car anywhere in sight. Then, at 5:30, Dudley comes running out of the living room, terrified. They can hear voices right behind the boarded-up fireplace. Mr. Weasley and his twin sons have used flue powder to travel from their fireplace to the Dursleys' fireplace. Only they didn't know that the Dursleys had blocked theirs to replace it with an electrical coal fire. So the three Weasleys are stuck behind the boarded-up wall. And when Ron arrives too, ow, squishing them all even further, Mr. Weasley has no choice. He magically blasts his way through the boarded-up fireplace, causing the electric fire to fly across the living room, covering everyone in white dust. The Dursleys are not amused, and when Arthur stretches out his hand to greet them, they back away. Fred and George hurry upstairs to get Harry's trunk, leaving the rest of the group in awkward silence. Harry can see how excited Ron's dad is to stand in a real Muggle home. After looking around for a bit, Mr. Weasley tries to start a very casual conversation about plugs. When no one is making an effort to join him in the discussion, Mr. Weasley gives it another try as Dudley re-enters the living room. He cordially asks him if he's enjoying his summer break, but all he gets in return from Dudley is a whimper. Finally, the twins return with Harry's trunk, and Mr. Weasley knows it would be best if they just hurry up and leave. He pulls out his wand and lights a fire in the Dursleys' actual fireplace. Then he throws some flue powder into the flames and asks Fred to go first. Fred, however, has spilled some of his candy on the floor. The older twin quickly scoops up the toffees before he jumps right into the fire, waving the Dursleys goodbye. George follows with the trunk, with Ron right behind him. Then it's Harry's turn. Without making a big fuss, Harry just says bye then to his aunt and his uncle, and is about to walk into the flames. When there is no reaction from Vernon or Petunia, Mr. Weasley isn't having it. He is startled by the Dursleys' lack of manners and directly asks Uncle Vernon if he doesn't want to say goodbye to his nephew as he won't be seeing him for another year. Arthur sure got some nerve. Intimidated by Mr. Weasley's wand, Vernon mumbles a very reluctant goodbye to Harry. Right when Harry steps into the fire, though, he suddenly hears his aunt screaming behind him. He hurtles around to see Dudley has eaten one of the twins' toffees and has grown an enormous purple tongue. This causes the living room to erupt in complete chaos. While Mr. Weasley is kindly offering to help them get Dudley's tongue back to normal, Aunt Petunia throws herself on top of Dudley, shielding her son from Mr. Weasley. In the meantime, Vernon has started throwing china ornaments at Mr. Weasley. Harry is quite enjoying himself at this spectacle, but he knows it's best to leave and lets the adults sort it all out. Still standing inside the fireplace, he says loudly and clearly, "The Burrow." And with a last glance at the ridiculous scene, he vanishes into the green flames on his way back to the Burrow. What is wrong with you?
I just love bopping my microphone. Very well read.
Thank you.
That was awesome. I love hearing you read the chapter summaries out loud.
Oh, thanks.
But yeah, the Dursleys. They're excited. They're not excited. They're actually nervous.
They're
and we're going to talk about Petunia in a second because she doesn't say much in this, but she's one of the most interesting characters in this, I got to say.
Okay.
But let's talk about the Weasleys first.
Mm-hmm.
And let's back up a little bit right before this chapter begins. I want to know, how do you think they decided who's going to go pick up Harry and the way they would get to the Dursleys at first? Like,
yeah.
Do you think, because Molly was the one who wrote the letter. Do you think Molly wanted to go
this way
originally herself, pick Harry up? And then Arthur was just too excited to, yeah, you know, at the chance to go to a Muggle home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's definitely what happened. I even think that Molly probably would have recommended a car or getting something, right? Even apparating there and just discreetly nearby, walking up to the door, knocking, walking back to a field or some trees or somewhere, I don't know, and disapparating, right?
Yeah.
But to me, it's a chance for Arthur to kind of go, you know what? I wonder, can we hook up our fireplace to the Dursleys? It's a Muggle household, and yeah, it's interesting that there is that connection. By the way, too, is it always connected, or do they disconnect it later? I forget.
They did. Let me read that to you real quick.
They connect it, but they disconnect it?
Yes, so this is what it says. It's pretty interesting. Arthur knows, he just knows someone in the ministry, right? He explains, I had your fireplace connected to the flu network, you see, just for an afternoon, you know, so we could get Harry. Muggle fireplaces aren't supposed to be connected, strictly speaking, but I've got a useful contact at the flu regulation panel, and he fixed it for me.
So it's just for a day, and it's a quick little connection.
It's probably not approved by anyone. It's just like for an afternoon. I think it's only probably open for a certain time, which could explain why they were a little late. Maybe there was, either there was some problems, maybe whatever his name is, the guy he knows
Henry,
in the ministry, he was a little late opening it up because it was a very restricted time frame.
No one can be around when he makes the connection.
Right.
Somebody unexpectedly walked in at 5 o'clock when he was supposed to make the connection.
Maybe,
he's like, Arthur,
yes.
Sorry, mate, but like, you know, Jonas was here from the department or whatever, and he wouldn't leave. And so then I just had to kind of like stall for a second. Right. So,
and also talking about the Weasleys and the way they travel to the Dursley home, we feel like for a second, how inconsiderate is that they just kind of assume they connect this fireplace without letting the Dursleys know what's happening. So they hoped Harry would tell them. Plus, I think they tried to be considerate in this way. Traveling this way, they knew they wouldn't have to go outside and they wouldn't draw attention to themselves with their weird clothing.
Yeah.
I know they know how to drive a car, but yeah, I think they just tried to be considerate that way too. I mean, it's faster anyway, so they don't have to spend a whole day driving there, a whole day driving back. Because we don't know how far is Ottery St. Catchpole. Mm-hmm. How far is that from Privet Drive area?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I think it makes sense that he sort of trumped Molly and basically said, hey, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
And you got your way with the letter, and that was nice and everything, but this is, I can't resist.
Yeah.
I have to go talk about plugs
to
this man. So,
like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
There's also, again, we read this from the perspective of Harry, right? So Arthur, after he's done explaining to the Dursleys what happened and why they came through the fireplace, so he says, like, no worries, I can put it right in a jiffy. I'll light a fire to send the boys back, and then I can repair your fireplace before I disapparate. All this after he explained the flu network. So then Harry says he was ready to bet that the Dursleys hadn't understood a single word of this. And of course I want to ask you, do you think that's true? Do you think Petunia did not understand a single word of this?
No, I think she's also overwhelmed, though, too, and she probably did understand some of it. I think she has a secret obsession. Mm-hmm. She wanted to go, right? She wrote a letter to Dumbledore asking if she could go.
Yes, and I just can't imagine Lily back in the day. I mean, it kind of, they still lived together for so long. Lily went to school for 7 years, and you can't tell me that she didn't come home talk about those things at home. And even though Petunia was jealous, she probably listened to it or caught some of those
phrases
and knows what it means.
Yeah, and knows that her sister can disapparate and stuff and took her test and passed and all those different things.
Yeah, that was a big thing, right? It's like a driver's license.
Yeah.
So they probably celebrated her passing the test. Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe at one point there was somebody like James Potter who wanted to connect his fireplace to her fireplace sneak her over and Petunia's on the stair.
But you can't do that with Muggle fireplaces. So.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he's an unregistered
animagus.
He knows what he's doing.
True.
Right? I can see James doing something like that.
Yeah.
So I think she did know some of it. But it's, again, they're all overwhelmed. Poor Dudley is like clutching his behind because he is worried that something else is going to happen. I know. Hagrid's wrong.
Dudley is so traumatized that he runs around all day already worrying about his butt.
Yeah.
And I wonder, like, why didn't he just go to his room? Why did he feel like he had to stick around downstairs? Like, I feel like if I was a kid and, you know, my brother, in this case, they live like brothers. So, like, my brother's getting some visitors and I really don't like... I don't want to talk to them.
Yeah.
I would just go up in my room and know.
Yeah, I think, though, you can also be mildly curious and at the same time very traumatized because it's almost like you want to, I don't know, you want to know sort of like, is there any, I mean, he has now double traumatic experiences here and he just, unfortunately, yeah, it's bad. We'll get to Petunia in a second because I have a lot to say. But yeah, I don't know. He's just, poor guy. Feel kind of bad for him. He is a bully. I think he does bully Harry and stuff, but yeah.
I know. It's like, it's twofold. And I wrote this in my notes. Chapter is brilliantly written because I feel such sympathy for both sides.
Yeah.
The Dursleys' beautiful home, sorry, but it is pretty neat, is being invaded by the very people they fear. Their living room is destroyed, and in the end, Dudley is getting hurt again.
Yeah.
But also, Mr. Weasley is just so adorable, and his honest excitement and his bafflement at how rude the Dursleys are to Harry. You know, like, if you see it from his perspective, he has such a loving family life.
Yeah.
That he couldn't imagine not saying goodbye to a family member that you know you're not going to see for a whole year. His reaction is just so...
Yeah, he's honest. Dumbfounded. He really cannot believe it.
So, I'm so torn between like both worlds. I can somehow relate to both perspectives, even though the Dursleys again are terrible. But also, yeah, they didn't expect this. They didn't know, and they don't know how fast Arthur will be able to repair it.
Well, here's the thing, though. Yeah. So you're right. I love Arthur, and I hate to take the side of the. This is just what I do. Okay, yeah. But. You're telling me that, I mean, he works for, what is his exact title again in his department? But it's like, he knows about muggles, and he knows about, like, that this would not be normal to just
come in. He tries to cover that up on a daily basis, right?
Right,
other people.
So the fact that he would be just rolling in a fireplace, I think is sort of crazy. Like, he knows that's going to... possibly upset them, right?
Yeah.
Then we were wondering, does he have to modify their memory, or I mean, after the trauma that they went through at the end of all of this, or what?
You would think so, but I think we discussed this off mic the other day
that
because they are in the know of the wizarding world, they don't have to do it.
Right.
Like, they don't have to erase their memories because, let's say, Lily and Petunia's parents, something happened to them, they witnessed something, no one would care because they know their daughter is a witch, so they know about the wizarding world, and no one needs to, you know, sacrifice their precious work hours to go there and obliviate them.
Yeah. Can I tell you something? Yeah. So, it's the misuse of Muggle Artifacts office. That's where he works, right? That's his office. It's actually a division of the Department of Magical Law Enforcement. Dang. He's literally a lawman.
Yeah.
Okay?
Pretty much.
The old law dog himself. All right?
That's why he can tweak and twist the laws a little bit. He knows where the gray areas are.
He's an enforcer.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's actually great. Anyway, so he does raids later on, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about all the raids that he had to do, and he's raiding different, you know, dark wizards' places and taking their stuff and saying, hey, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And he knows that this is going to be abrupt, and this is going to be something that's going to be traumatic to them, I feel like, right? I feel like he's had to go deal with a lot of different Muggle situations and Muggle artifacts, and he is fascinated by them. So just blows me away that he would not think to kind of how abrupt this was going to be. I get the fireplace thing, like not knowing that they didn't have a fireplace or whatever. Making that mistake, but then just going in and even attempting to go by flu powder is, I think, an overstep.
True, but I mean, the fireplace thing, let's go back and imagine Arthur in school. Probably one of his favorite subjects was Muggle studies.
Yeah.
But, you know, when he was in school, what did they learn in Muggle studies? And the materials they used and the information they got, they didn't have... I don't know. When did Arthur go to school? They might not have had electrical fireplaces yet.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't know about it.
Yeah, they definitely probably weren't popular.
Right? So technology, he's not really keeping up. I mean, he is with like plugs and different things, and he's trying to keep up with the Muggle technologies. But what he learned in school was totally different. Like, to him, it was normal, even for Muggles back then, to have a fireplace.
Yeah.
So yeah, just Arthur, I think, yeah, he could be more informed. Sometimes you think like this is their specialty and you don't know these things, but yeah,
it's all good. It's all good. It's a mistake, honest mistake. Yeah. But he is dealing with some pretty, I think probably now moving forward and going back and talking to Molly, he's sort of like, okay, I kind of get it now. Yeah. I've seen them. I've met them. They were a lot and they were traumatized. He, yeah, you know, he should be able to kind of be like, all right. I don't know that we have any more of these situations really coming up other than that he could just come stay, right? Harry can come stay a few times or whatever. And we'll have the situation, next year with the Dementors, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, you know, it'll be Harry running around on trains or whatever and stuff, doing his own thing. But so they don't really get bothered much after this, which is fine.
This is crazy though, because we always talk about Qui-Gon's quote about your
focus
determines your reality, and the Dursleys are so focused on the negative sides of the magical world, they only get to experience the negative sides, right?
True.
Their son is hurt and traumatized through magic so many times, but because
Petunia was hurt and traumatized,
exactly, but it's also because they focus on that. They don't choose to focus on the fun side and the cool and whimsical and
right. You could look at how Jacob Kowalski kind of when he as a Muggle enters that world, he's like, "Whoa, this is cool! Wow, it's awesome!"
What a great idea to kind of get a comparison of the Dursleys and Jacob.
Right, yeah, it's a totally different perspective on how you would handle. I think it's Dean who, or maybe it was Seamus, is talking about their parents and how, like, it was a bit of a surprise that one of them was a witch.
Yes, I think it was Seamus. Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, so, but it's just interesting that they would probably be, again, like Lily Evans, that her parents were probably like, this is cool. What else can you do? Can you show us that? She can't do underage magic right at home, but can talk about it, can read about it. And then when she's an adult, could probably show them a few things or whatever, because they're
even bring home candy from Hogsmeade, right? And show them fun stuff like that.
So, but Petunia was just sort of put out and she took a different stance and opinion and view on all of it. So, sad. I don't know when you're going to bring this up, but I just can't wait anymore. I'm going to bring it up. So, she does make an interesting parallel here between her and her sister. I don't know if you guys noticed this or not in this chapter, but Lily cast herself between Lord Voldemort and his attacks, right? And her son. She sacrificed herself.
Yeah.
And if you noticed, Petunia was willing to do the same thing. She believed her son was about to be attacked.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was.
And he was once, and she was she couldn't get there quick enough, and probably regretted that. Wishes she could have cast herself between Hagrid's abusive charm, and her son. And so in this, she jumps in front of him and is screaming loudly, she cast her own love protection.
She's protecting her baby,
and it halted one of the more powerful wizards in the wizarding world, Arthur Weasley. He didn't even cast a spell because of her love protection charm.
Wow.
Just going to say it, okay?
Do you think Muggles can cast that kind of charm? Like
absolutely.
Petunia?
Absolutely. Yeah. This is that's a great question.
Like, could she, if, like, they should. Let's say Arthur actually tried to kill Dudley, which he would never do, but let's just hypothetically say he cast the A spell. The AK spell.
Sometimes, you know, honestly, like, you wonder going through a reread, like, is there any way that you could kind of come up with a new spin on different things, whatever? I have never once in my life thought about Arthur Weasley casting Avada Kedavra on Dudley.
No.
But if he did, and Petunia
was, would Dudley be protected forever?
She cast herself, Would she have protected him against all other magical...
Well...
You know, yeah.
There is this spin to it where... Arthur would have had to say, Petunia, you don't have to die. You can step aside.
True.
Right? That part. She can,
true.
She doesn't have to...
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
She has to be given the option to just say, okay.
Yeah. Arthur, we step aside, Petunia.
In the parallel universe.
This boy is mine. And oh, wow.
Dudley is the chosen one.
That is wild. I don't know. The more important thing there is could a muggle, let's say that Petunia was there the night that Voldemort came to attack Harry, and Lily and James were downstairs and were already killed by Voldemort, and he mm-hmm. makes his way up, and his aunt Petunia is in there, and Snape had said earlier, spare her,
spare Petunia,
but actually Voldemort messed up and he thought that it was Petunia. He meant Lily.
Yeah.
You know, he gets him messed up, and
the
Petunia,
Evans girl,
yeah, the Evans, she's upstairs, okay, whatever. And step aside, Petunia. And so
I'll
then,
spare her life.
And then she's like, no. And she cast herself in front of Avada Kedavra from Voldemort. Would there be any protection? Or since she's a muggle, is there no way that, like, how far does that love magic go? Do we all have that in us? I'd say Aslan
would
say
it.
That we all do. You know, the ancient power of magic is in us all.
The force is in us all.
Magic, yeah. So you guys know what we're getting at.
Plus, Petunia has, maybe if there's a spectrum, yes, she's a muggle,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but since her sister is a witch,
right?
Maybe she has certain, you know, midichlorians, whatever you want to call uh-huh. it in the wizarding world.
Yes, her midichlorian count is a little
not
higher.
Not as low as another muggle's.
Right, right.
There you go.
Wow. How did we bring an M count into Harry Potter? We did. Wow. That's so I don't know. What do you guys think? Yeah.
You can only hear that in Shock Oz Radio.
You're only going to hear that. That is crazy. Petunia's love sacrifice
love
theory.
It.
I might write a short on it. Just
that
to
should
really,
be a short.
Yeah. Is this a joke? No, it's real. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I like that. I love that point. And it's good food for a discussion.
Hungry. Okay.
But yeah, I think we're going to leave it at, I think they could.
Yeah, I think they could too.
The magic of love is universal, I would say.
Yeah.
So there you go. One thing before we get to the end of this chapter, one thing I want to bring to your attention is, have you ever thought about the fireplace situation at the Dursleys' home? Because I thought, okay, how do you block a fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
So you have your mantelpiece, right? And you have the carved out fireplace into the going into the wall.
Yeah.
And what they did is, so this is in the living room, and they put like boards up, so they closed up the fireplace.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
actual
yeah.
fireplace yeah. and put, like, we have an electrical fireplace, which
right.
is like part of like a TV stand, which is awesome, but we don't have an actual fireplace.
Right,
so
right.
they put that sort of like electrical fireplace in front of it.
Yeah.
Just to picture it in my head. And I thought, is this still echoing from book one, where there's letters coming through the fireplace, and Vernon was like, I don't think so. I'm going to close up this fireplace, and we're going to put in an electrical fireplace.
I forget.
Then, so I was like, oh, that could make sense. You know, like in book one, they had a fireplace where letters were coming through, so that means it wasn't boarded up.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I read up on this. I did the research.
Whoa.
It turns out, I think the Dursleys in their home actually have two fireplaces.
Really?
Yes. And I went back to book one.
Uh-huh.
And
they do.
Because I thought, how cool is that if you still have that lingering from book one that mm-hmm, Dursley, mm-hmm. Vernon Dursley was like, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to close the fireplace.
Listen here, fireplace, you shut your mouth. You shut up.
So there's no more letters coming through. But I think this fireplace, since we know the Dursleys, has always been boarded up.
Okay.
And they had an electric fireplace because in book one, it says it is Sunday morning, and Uncle Vernon sits down at the breakfast table looking tired and rather ill, but happy.
Mm-hmm.
No post on Sundays, he reminded them cheerfully as he spread marmalade on his newspapers. What? No darn letters today. Something came whizzing down the kitchen chimney as he spoke and caught him sharply on the back of the head.
Yeah.
Next moment, 30 or 40 letters came pelting out of the fireplace. So they're sitting in the kitchen. Out of the fireplace like bullets. The Dursleys ducked, but Harry leapt into the air trying to catch one.
Dang.
So we know there is a fireplace in the kitchen. This fireplace is in the living room. So I think the Dursleys have two fireplaces.
Did you know that the Dursleys have two fireplaces?
Important knowledge.
Bet you didn't know that.
Or, I mean, for the extreme trivia
question. Who does that? Who goes to that level? That's Fleur for you guys, okay? It's crazy. We sometimes are in the car and we'll be listening to the chapter and some of the most like minute little details, she'd be like, did they say this or did they mean this? Or did they? And I'm like, that is so like, what?
Yeah.
Well done. Well done. Cool.
But then also I miss other details. You know how we discussed how I probably watch some films or some shows and sometimes I keep thinking about a certain detail for 5 minutes and I miss what happens the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's why it takes so long for us to produce the podcast, guys.
No, what?
What? No, we were listening to this chapter in the car and actually we got to the point about the fireplace and Lottie was like, wait a second, are there two fireplaces? And then she went on this thought for, I don't know, 20 minutes and the chapter was over. And we had to go back and re-listen to it. So JK. But it happens. But it's okay. You know, your little mind's just ticking away and you're thinking about things.
Yes.
Thinking about things in the chapter. It is very interesting and it's I like imagining the Dursleys' home.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we're looking to maybe get our own little pad later here soon. And yes. I'm like, man, what else? Like, I in the movie, I really like the way their house is set up. I think it's cute. And I think it's, like, nice. And I like their backyard.
Nice and neat and tidy.
Yeah, neat and tidy.
Even though I love how Shell Cottage is described. So I'm going for
me too.
More for the Shell Cottage vibe here.
Me too. But yeah.
That's why we're not called Privet Drive Number 4. Can you imagine a podcast called Privet Drive Number 4?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Privet Drive Number 4. I'm Vernon.
And I'm Petunia.
And we're your favorite people in this series. people will lose their minds. Guys, that's the new name of the podcast, by the way.
Sorry, yeah, we're changing it.
Yeah. This is Privet Drive Number 4 Radio.
Oh, gosh.
Coming at ya. Okay. Sorry. Moving on. Anything else?
Yeah.
You mean like the big moment in the chapter where like the toffee is dropped and how
there's a giant
big
purple
is
tongue.
His tongue?
Like it says like it was slithering like a python.
Oh, this is why I had that dream last night. Remember I woke up this morning and I told you I was like literally you guys. I woke up twice. Went back to sleep, thought, don't think about the snake. And I literally thought about the snake again. Uh-huh. And I can tell you from the creek bed where I used to kind of like the little ravine that I would go over to get to the creek. That's where the snake, at the back of the field property.
You saw a snake, yep.
Right there. We were actually stepping on, it was so gigantic that in my dream I was stepping on it to like walk up this hill. And I had done it once and when I came back down, I was like, oh my God, there's its head. There's a freaking snake, and we've all been walking across it. It's buried in the mud.
Oh
my
God. You're really afraid of snakes.
I am. I'm so afraid. I used to go down to Eastern Kentucky. Mm. They got copperheads down there, rattlesnakes and stuff. And I mean, we saw them. We were literally, oh my gosh. I had an aunt. This is no joke, you guys. My great aunt, Viney. Her name was Viney.
Oh, that's cute.
I'm not even kidding. She made some really good fried chicken. But I remember one of my earliest memories there was like walking off the back porch and her saying, watch out for the snakes out there. And I was like, what? And I'm looking at mom and dad's like, yeah, it's copper. Just, you know. So here I was. I mean, I was like skywalking because the way I would walk from the porch to like the basket, she had a little hoop where we could shoot some baskets. I mean, I wouldn't even look in the grass. I've seen snakes over there under the porch, and there were snakes out in the grass.
Yeah.
And they were just like, you could hear them. Rattlesnakes.
Yeah. I think I would like, be more what? Afraid of snakes if I had actual encounters.
Oh, I had encounters.
Actual encounters with them, because I don't. I only see them in the zoo, and I'm like, oh, they're...
My sister was not afraid. Cool. She was not afraid. And she's like, they're over there. They're not coming over here. Blah, blah, blah. Quit being a baby. And I would be like missing shots, like looking over my shoulder, like, is a snake coming? Where's it at? Like the whole time. And I was just scared to death. So anyway, his tongue, back to full circle here. is like a python. That's where it mm-hmm. came from. I had a snake dream last night, and it wasn't a genie. It was Dudley's tongue.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, how do they... I don't remember how... We'll see in the next chapter what Arthur says. I think he just puts it back to normal, but he has some trouble. Because the Dursleys wouldn't let him. And this is where I feel like it wasn't the best to leave the situation to Mr. Weasley alone. Because he clearly doesn't understand the Muggles as well as Harry does. And maybe some... You know, I feel like some interpreting on Harry's side might have been helpful. Because even though the Dursleys don't trust Harry that much...
Right.
They still trust him more than Mr. Weasley, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Because Vernon was saying, so, like, what are they, you know, he was asking him questions about what's going to be happening, where are they, how are they going to get here?
Right.
You know, making him, he still feels like he has control and power over Harry, and he feels comfortable.
More comfortable, at least, to talk to Harry. So I feel like Harry would have been helpful if you stuck around, help resolve the situation, but.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye, Dudley. Have a good time.
Yeah.
With your tongue, Toffee.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's huge. And that is traumatic. I want you, everyone, wherever you are listening right now, hopefully you're not eating.
Dudley almost suffocated.
Stop and think about this.
What?
It's unbelievable. This thing is actually a very dangerous product that they have. And his tongue is literally growing out of his mouth.
Yes.
It's a ridiculous. Here's the thing. J.K. Rowling has at least captured some of, and I always say this, in this series, there's things that are just so stupid and ridiculous that you're like, that is nuts. And in your mind, there's your imagination's like, what does that look like? Oh my, I don't even want to think about that. That's ridiculous. So,
yeah, unfortunately, they didn't make that, it didn't make it into the movie, the scene. But it would have been hilarious, though. So maybe into the show. We'll see. Maybe this is part of the show. That'd be great.
Maybe.
I think Fred and George, they definitely take it too far a lot of times.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Arthur's just like, you know, there's some pranksters, haha. But also, to give him some credit, they just want to revenge Harry because they hear how badly Harry's been treated by Dudley.
Sure, yeah.
And they normally wouldn't just evilly do that to anyone, I think. What do you think?
No, yeah, I know.
I don't think they would ever do something like that to Ginny.
They are picking on Dudley because they think they've heard so much about what a bully he is to them, and they're also at the next chapter. They want to know what happened, because they're doing research, and so they're doing research, and they're like, you know what? Nobody wanted to try this one, or did they? I don't even know. I have to get to the next chapter, reread, and they are like, hey, we'll just drop one of these and let Dudley pick it up. He's on a diet. They know he's on a diet because they've been writing to...
Horrible. He only had, celery and cottage cheese for dinner or lunch.
I mean, Mrs. Weasley's been sending, you know, cakes and stuff and food, right, or whatever. And so
they know
that he's starving. And so they're like, well, let's drop one of these candies and see how it goes. It is mischievous. It is wrong. And hopefully they were firmly reprimanded by their father.
Mother, for sure. We know that.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. But I mean, again, it sucks. It sucks, but it's never right. Just so you know, I have to put my teacher cap on here.
Yes.
And basically say, just because you were bullied doesn't mean you should bully back.
No.
Right. Take the high road, be a hero, and go about your business. Put out good energy and attract better energy and put whatever I'm trying to say. You know what I'm trying to say. Be good.
Yeah.
It's not my normal speech to the kids. It's much more.
Kids, be good, okay?
You guys, hey, knock it off, all right? I'm telling
you
right now.
That always works.
Guys, knock it off. Actually, I mean, I am.
Oh, I know. You have a different side.
Well, I was going
to
say.
That you have to.
I don't want to use my teacher voice on this podcast, okay? But nobody talks in my study center. Sorry. Unless it's an academic question. Oh my God! I can't believe Ez was like that. Like, is he really mean to this dude? No, I'm just like, we are productive. Okay, get in there and get stuff done.
You're a good teacher.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So are you.
Mm. Thanks.
Okay. Anything else though? I mean, I feel like it is what it is. I bet you. Last point for me is that I bet Arthur at some point when you're losing control of the situation, he's just, what's the Muffliato? No. Silencio. Uses a few spells and says, psh, psh.
I mean, he could.
Like, petrifies a few people and
says. Literally just petrify them, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Or what Hermione uses in the movie, at least, with the pixies.
Yeah.
The Cornish pixies. Immobile?
Immobilize? Yeah.
Immobilize, yeah.
Freezing spell. Psh,
yeah.
You know. He has to do something. I'm sure he did a couple of different quick wand movements and said, all right, sit down, stop, watch this.
Yeah.
You know, Reparo. Pff, here we
go. Yeah. Like, I mean, for him, it's like a swish of a wand. And
here, it's all good. Look, it's all good. Your tongue, good. Petunia, you see? Okay. All's good.
Yeah.
Like, he had to kind of do, I would just silence them, sit
Maybe
them down.
Maybe that's why he sent Harry back, because he didn't want him to see that.
Right. And I hope he modified their memories to give them a better.
I don't think he did.
He probably didn't. But whatever. Who knows?
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Did he modify that? Would it have been more appropriate to modify their memories? They're doing it to other Muggles all the time. So
right.
why not just go? Yeah, why not just go ahead and say this was traumatic?
Also for Harry's sake.
This
you
is
know?
Traumatic. Like, let's just.
Because he knows that Harry is
forget
already
this
treated,
ever happened.
He already knows Harry is treated poorly by them because they hate magic. Now you showed them magic is terrible.
Yeah.
Now they're going to treat Harry even worse. So
right.
maybe it would be helpful to do that, but I
right.
don't know. Maybe otherwise, maybe he thought, oh, no, I'm not going to do that because now I have to write a report on how I modified the Muggle's memories.
Right.
I don't know. Then also it gets covered. His cover is blown on the whole adding their fireplace to the flu network. He didn't want to draw attention to it. Maybe there is some kind of thing, you know, how there is this trace, the magical thing when underaged wizards do magic. Mm-hmm. Somehow the ministry knows. Maybe there's a similar thing to Obliviate where they know if you obliviated a Muggle and
maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's just a lot of explaining. That's all you have to say. Yeah, it would be a lot of explaining.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Who's hungry?
I'm hungry.
Let's go. Okay. I'm thinking
we're
like
not
Chipotle,
doing Dudley's diet. So.
I mean,
I'm actually hungry for breakfast, even though it's already 1:20.
I really want Chipotle, so
it's actually,
we'll just have to.
Yeah, we can get Chipotle.
I mean, right? Okay. Anyway, hope you guys are doing well. Hope you're getting some Chipotle or something. I don't know.
Get yourself some good food.
Get some
that you
good
like.
Food, right?
Mm-hmm.
And have yourself a little toffee and
some celery and cottage cheese. Actually, that's pretty good. But
yeah,
if that's
your
only food for lunch.
Right, yeah.
I get it, why he ate the toffee.
Hey, thanks again, by the way, to everybody who does support us over on Patreon in reviews, in listens and downloads and shares, telling somebody about the podcast. We can't thank you guys enough for that. Yes. We know you do, and we just really appreciate it because we enjoy doing this. We're committed to the whole book series and can't wait for the TV show to come out. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. We're still just going nuts over on Extended Edition, which is where we produce most of our Harry Potter content and long-form stuff over there. So, yeah, just fun, you know? Just fun. And I hope the Discord thing is going to be fun in the future. And
me too.
You know? Yeah, so.
I think so.
Okay, enough is enough. Enough rambling. Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in this week. And thanks for tuning in to Shell Cottage Radio, 94.7 COZY. We hope that you're going to join us in the future. We thoroughly enjoy meeting new positive Potter people that don't be able to babbling, bubbling bands of baboons.
Baboons.
And people, unfortunately, Fred and George, that don't drop toffees on people that shouldn't be eating toffees. Come on.
I mean, do you think McGonagall literally referred to the Weasley twins when she said babbling, bubbling bands of baboons?
Probably.
And they try to say it three times in a row. Babbling, bubbling bands of baboons. Babbling, bubbling bands of baboons. Babbling, bubbling bands of baboons. Okay, that wasn't great.
It was pretty good. I do think, though, that she was probably like, yeah, I'm talking to you guys. She probably had enough of there. I mean, it's great. It's great. I was a rascal in school. I get it. I have forgiveness for, like, thank God my teachers were like, you were nuts, but you're better now, so good.
Yeah.
Okay. We all can grow and move on. Anyway, if you don't want to miss out on the next episode, then be sure to subscribe to our podcast. It's getting magical. We're getting into the good chapters here. Not that
yes,
these chapters
sir.
Are bad, but
we're going back to the magical world.
We're getting magical. So, again, leave us a review. We will do more of those giveaways again over on Instagram. Be looking for those on social media at Fleur and Bill.
If you truly enjoy our content, consider supporting our growing wizarding family on Patreon or Apple Premium. You will find all the links down below. Thank you so much to all our current patrons. We appreciate you to Luna and back. On our next reread episode, we will discuss Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, Chapter 5, Weasley's Wizard Wheezes. So make sure you tune back in next time. And until then, have a great rest of your week. Thanks for joining us in our shell cottage today. We know it's not much, but it's home.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.